everybody, it's The Voice, and I'm back at home in Drunken Lullaby Studios. It's episode 119. It is March 11th. It's 3:11. It's time to come original. We're going to get down because we're large in the margin, and amber is the color of the beer that I'm drinking. So, without any further ado, let me bring in the guests that are joining me at the table today. They're both people that have been on the show recently. You know their voices, or at least you should. To my left, the lady of the house, the queen of Drunken Lullaby Manor. I am, of course, referring to Freckles. Welcome back, Brianna.
Thank you.
You should scoot a little closer to the microphone. There you go. And to my right, he was on the show a few weeks ago during the marathon. He got a brief spot behind the mic because I was rotating in so many people, but I figure let's give him a full episode this time. But Rob from Hyper Uppercut, welcome to Drunken Lullabies.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
And of course, you heard him a few weeks ago on Drunk at the Movies as well with our friend Brian. We watched Wet Hot American Summer. So you're getting a little double dip of Rob.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It seldom happens, but I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, of course, Drunken Lullabies is brought to you by Distill Brewery. And Distill Brewery was founded in Bloomington, Illinois, and has been boycotting bland since 2013. Their hard work and craftsmanship has led to a wide array of beers that are anything but bland. From the Wild Sour line to the barrel-aged St. Decara series, Distill's award-winning beers include something for everyone. With options like Weisenheimer, Vertex IPA, Syncopathic, and Dos Fedania, Distill doesn't disappoint. So we here at Drunken Lullabies encourage you to boycott bland alongside us, support flavor, drink Distill. And as always, Distill and Drunken Lullabies encourage you to drink responsibly, make sure you got a safe ride home, and I'm not going anywhere, so I don't have to drink responsibly right now, but that's because I'm at Drunken Lullaby Studios. But Rob, you can drink responsibly.
I'll drink responsibly.
You have to be the responsible one, yeah. All right, so our first beer of the day, Brianna already has a can in her glass, and I'm splitting this here with Rob. This is one I've been looking forward to trying. I waited until we did the show to try it. It's a new one from Triptych, so you know I got to buy it. Went to Broadway earlier, picked up a 4-pack. This is House in the Clouds. Any idea what that would be a reference to, Rob?
Up.
You are correct, sir. Circle gets the square. So this says, for us, inspiration arrives in many forms, and we're always excited to iterate and experiment. We used a new blend of yeasts on this beer, forsaking our beloved meme yeast while we embark to a new destination. Adventure is out there, and so are hops, haze, and talking dogs. The bottom of the can says, #you are in the club.
Do they always have something on the bottom of the cans?
Usually. Triptych does. A lot of breweries do. We'll check the bottom of the cans for the other ones. But you can always, when you go out, if you see anybody looking at the bottom of a can, it means one of two things. They're checking to see what it says, or they're checking to see how fresh it is.
You're right.
Yeah. I do both. This was canned on Valentine's Day, so this is still pretty fresh. Yeah. Probably got delivered to Broadway Thursday. So yeah, we're drinking it pretty fresh. Brianna, since you've been drinking your can over the last hour, you probably have more of an informed opinion. You're a Triptych fan. You like Dank Meme, really Dank Meme, Wizard, all of them. What do you think of this one?
I like it too. I don't know that I would say an informed opinion, really.
Well, I figured you drink it enough.
I enjoy it. Yeah. I feel like it's a little bit sweeter.
Okay.
Than Dank Meme. I don't know if that's correct or not. Just
maybe not as quote juicy.
I feel like it's pretty juicy.
Well, no, I'm saying as Dank Meme, maybe not as citrusy you know. Because the color,
pretty heavy citrus in it.
Yeah, the color is a little darker, I think. I don't know, maybe it's just my glass or where I'm at in the room, because yours looks a little brighter than mine. I don't know. But earlier today, I was talking to Rob asking what he had going on. He said the day was pretty much open, except he was hanging out at the gun range, which surprised me. I didn't know you were a gun nut.
I wouldn't consider myself a gun nut.
And if you're firing a gun, I'm expecting it to be video game related.
Right.
And I don't think you're taking those to the shooting range.
No, definitely not.
They don't work quite as well.
No, not quite the same.
So what were you shooting today? How often do you go? Is this a new thing?
I don't get to go too often. It can be kind of expensive depending on where you go.
Yeah.
Range fees, and then sometimes they make you buy their ammo and things like that.
And buying a gun's expensive,
buying
too.
Buying a gun is expensive as well, yeah. I was just shooting my 9mm handgun.
Okay.
And I have a tiny revolver. It's like a little Derringer.
You got Glock.
I don't.
You turn it sideways.
The handgun that I have is similar to a Glock, though. So
is it?
I turn it sideways. I don't know if the range would like that, but I could probably do it.
Just don't burn yourself.
But yeah, have you ever seen like a Western, like an old-timey Western where someone cheats at a poker table and they like get like the mm-hmm. tiny pistol out and shoot him?
Yeah.
I have one of those as well.
Yeah.
So I was shooting that, and then I had some friends that brought some actual like man guns that I shot. That was
man gun. What's a man gun?
Like AR-15. Okay. Like big guns.
Yeah.
I shot one that felt like someone was punching me in the chest.
So gotcha.
That was fun for two shots.
Yeah. Like, the only guns I have fired have been hunting rifles.
Right.
Which,
yeah, I'm not a huge manly man type
right.
person. I don't like
you're wearing flannel and you've got a beard and you're.
I'm that person that the meme is making fun of. That's like, if you can't change a tire, then you shouldn't have a beard. Well, I mean, I can change.
You can't change a tire.
I can. But
oh, okay.
I'm just not a manly.
I'm like that. Dude. That seems like something you should be taught in driver's ed, in my opinion.
I agree. Everyone should be privy to small things like that on a car.
Because I mean, Brianna, you can change a tire. I just helped you out most recently.
I'm very familiar with changing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's never fun.
No.
It's always on a shitty gravelly road, too.
Well, I mean,
it's usually raining for
me. It's all across Facebook right now how shitty the Illinois roads are right now and navigating minefields on, 29 and stuff like that. And you just got a new car.
Yeah. It's like the beautiful tires are being ruined.
Yeah.
I actually have a spot in one of my tires where it's bubbled out on the side.
That's not good.
It's not. Like, it's not structurally unsound,
mm-hmm.
but I hit a pothole so hard that it like bubbled my tire out and it turned the windshield wipers on. That's like how hard I hit that.
I've hit a bump before where it changed radio stations.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was possible. That's... Like I was driving and I was singing along with a song and I hit a pothole and all of a sudden I am not singing along with the song playing anymore and I am very fucking confused as to what happened, but it jumped from station one to station two.
Yeah.
Did not know that was possible.
Maybe
it's just a Ford Taurus thing. I don't know.
The as bad as the roads are right now, you honestly can't tell if someone's drunk or just dodging
cars. Yeah.
Well, they have that meme going around too. Like, what Central Illinois police be like? Is that person drunk or dodging potholes?
Yeah, it's bad. And our state's broke, so they're not, really not gonna get going to get fixed. But yeah, driving to work is bad. I have to scout out which lanes, and I know to change over into the right lane for parts of the stretch, and then back to the left. And
going through Bartonville is the absolute worst.
And that's my drive to work every day. So yeah, it sucks. But you know what doesn't suck is this beer. And I'm enjoying it quite a bit. Is it going to become my new favorite over Dank meme? No, it's not. But it's a Triptych Pale Ale. So that means I'm gonna try it and I'm gonna like it. They've got the new building. Things are progressing. Looking forward to all that being completed, and they're just gonna keep churning out great beers. I forgot to look up what the ABV on this is. It does not say on the can.
I think it's 6.7.
6.7 on the Richter scale.
And if it's a testament to the beer, I don't really generally like pale ales.
Okay.
And IPAs, but
you're gonna hate this episode because that's what we're drinking.
That's all right.
We have a lot of them in the fridge that we haven't featured on the show before, so.
I guess I just don't generally drink a lot of them. I don't hate them per se. I just, most of them are really sour or bitter, and I don't.
You want sour? I'll give you sour. We could drink a sour later.
I had a 7-year sour not that long ago, and that was sour.
Yeah.
The distilled sour I had wasn't too bad. The wild sour.
Okay.
That was decent.
So we are going to finish this, and we're going to let you hear a little from our band of the week. And who is our band of the week, you ask? Well, it's a band by the name of Massive Wagons, and they are from England. We're going international yet again, and they are from Carnforth, England. And they started out with vocalist Barry and guitarist Adam, who were at the time part of an indie rock band called Ace Face, which that's fun and rhymes. And then they decided to start a new band with a little harder hitting songs. The one we're going to play first is their most recent single. It came out in spring of last year. It's called Back to the Shack. Rob, you checked this out earlier today. You said it's got kind of an 80s hard rock.
Yeah, like a hair vibe to it.
Yeah.
The vocals almost sound like Poison.
Okay.
It's got that vibe to it.
For yeah, me. And I get a little bit of, I think, AC/DC vibe on the guitars and stuff. Yeah. So we're going to let you guys check that out. Here we go. It's Massive Wagons here on Drunken Lullabies. That was Massive Wagons with Back to the Shack, which reminded me of a Weezer song. I said Shack. I'm sorry. It's Stack. I don't see Weezer's like making me think it's Back to the Stack. See, I got Weezer on my mind. Yeah, I know. But they give a shout out in the song talking about raising a glass to Rick. And I looked up to see who that was because I wasn't sure because nobody in the band was named Rick. And it was the guitar player for the band Status Quo. You may remember them back in the day. They were another British rock band. But that single was actually released as a benefit single, and a lot of the proceeds went to a cancer research group and charity. So, yeah, awesome. Hopefully you guys enjoyed Back to the Stack, and hopefully you'll enjoy the other two songs we're going to play a little bit later. But we got another beer to drink. Going back to the fridge. And this is the Stone Exalted IPA.
Just slightly more than revered.
Can you hear that? No, you can't hear that part. All right, so this is from the Hop Worship series, hence the exalted name. Go ahead and pour some of that in your glass there, Rob.
I'm glad that you gave me the Atari glass, dude.
Yeah, I went with the Asteroids for you. I've got a glass that is shaped like a football and actually has the notches in case I want to chuck it against the wall.
Laces out,
yes, Finkel. So it says, Citra and Laurel, Stone Exalted IPA represents the elevated state of reverence that Stone extols. That's an old metal group I used to listen to. They were from like Sweden or something. For the venerable and almighty hop, Citra and Laurel hops have been anointed to bestow their divine qualities on this sacred brew. I feel like I should have like read this as a Southern preacher, but
I think so.
This limited release is part of Stone's Hop Worship Series. Testify. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to those who imbibe it in its freshest form and faithfully worship thy hop in the beauty of blissful bitterness. Mm-mm.
Amen, preacher.
Amen. And if you look at the...
spirit is overtaking me. You better hope
not. I'm a vibrating. I'm a bounce out of my seat. This was canned on February 3rd. And it says, actually, on the bottom, enjoy by June 3rd. So they're giving you both options there. Usually there's one or the other. Stone does have their enjoy by series. This isn't part of it. But it's letting you know, drink these IPAs within 4 months if you want them to be fresh, which is a good thing. There's some retailers out there that have IPAs way past 4 months.
Probably bad news for those retailers.
Yeah.
Because now...
rotate that stock, people.
Who wouldn't necessarily know that are going to be able to look at the bottom of the can, and before it just said the... this is when we canned it, but now it also says don't buy it if it's past this date.
I will say... a company like this that probably won't be sitting on too many shelves for that long.
That's true.
Stone is a big time company. And actually, I don't know if you guys have seen this in the news. They are suing, I believe it's Miller.
Budweiser.
They're the ones over Keystone. Whoever owns Keystone.
Okay, maybe not. That's a different.
Stone is suing them because Keystone has redesigned their cans to have key in little letters and bold across the rest of the can, Stone. And they're kind of changing their logo, and Stone Brewing Company is taking exception to that. They're like, Stone is a name now, and you're trying to brand that and put Stone in bold. And your beer's called Keystone. That's not the same thing. And we don't want people thinking, being duped. And you'd have to be pretty stupid. No. But still, they're putting their foot down like, this is a major beer corporation trying to steal some thunder one way or another. And they are fighting them on it. So kind of interested to see what comes from that. But don't be duped into thinking that Stone... lager.
All it would really take is just to crack open one can.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't have the demon, the gorgile. That's a wife swap reference. I don't know if anybody remembers that.
I love that show, but I don't know.
That's another like I said, I talked about like a religious preacher. This lady, she proclaimed herself to be a god warrior.
Oh, I do remember that episode.
Yeah, I'm going to...
How did I miss that? What an amazing episode.
Trading Spouses, that's what it was. It was pretty much the same thing. Yeah. But,
Trading Spouses.
Yeah, she was something. She didn't want to take the check because it was tainted money. I'm going to pull it up
here. What was she on the show for? What did she think she was doing?
She was swapping as a wife. They swapped spouses, but she left because she had to switch places with like a hippie couple, I believe. And she left before they were done, and she was not having it. And here we go. This is her return home. They were dark-sided.
Not of God. It's not Christians. Did you not ask if she believed in God? She's not a Christian.
She could be a Jew and believe in God.
It doesn't matter. She's tampering in dark-sided stuff.
I don't even want to listen to this anymore. I'm thoroughly disturbed. Stop it.
The entire house.
Gorgiles.
She's dark-sided.
He said her whole house is...
She is dark-sided, too!
Dark-sided.
Why are you mad at us?
Rob, are you dark-sided?
I guess.
Is that what she's saying?
Dark-sided! Yes, that's exactly what she's saying. If you want to see that full clip, just go on YouTube and type in God Warrior. You'll find it. I prefer the Ultimate Warrior myself. Yeah. I feel like the God Warrior should be... A wrestler that's like the Ultimate Warrior, but he's more family friendly, and he carries a Bible, and he's got like John 3:16 painted on his chest.
A definite.
For God so loved the world.
He can't really do that because I mean, Stone Cold already had
Austin 3:16. He was dark sided. Yeah. That's blasphemy.
It's true.
Dark sided.
I always, as a kid, wondered how he got away with like flipping off the cameras. And,
well, he can't do that now. They have to blur it out.
That's and it didn't happen like that back then. So I don't.
That was the Attitude Era, my friend, and it was a glorious time to be a wrestling fan.
But you can
say now it's being now sarcastic? It's TV. No, now it's TV PG. You know, it's more family friendly.
Yeah.
But the Attitude Era was fun when I was a teenager and an early 20-something. So I had no problem with, you know, the inappropriate language and the, you know, innuendo and whatnot. That was right in my ballywick, as Mr. Blake Clayton would say.
I think I was in, like, sixth grade at the time, so, like, a lot of DX was out.
Oh, yeah.
People crossing it up.
Crotch chopping and saying, suck it.
Yep. I hated that.
Yeah.
A lot of times got sent to the principal's office for doing that to the teachers.
Yeah, that's not a good idea, Rob. I would not recommend that at all.
Probably for the best that it's family friendly.
Yeah, that's dark-sided behavior.
It's really not all that. I mean, I can't imagine if it's family friendly now. Because that was the period where my brother didn't watch wrestling anymore, so I wasn't watching wrestling anymore.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, they still are allowed to do things and say things that I feel uncomfortable watching with my 8-year-old sometimes.
I don't.
I do.
Why do you feel uncomfortable?
I don't know. There's butts and...
Butts.
There's always been butts.
There's butts and stuff.
Butts and stuff.
Butts and stuff.
Who was the sumo wrestler, dude?
That would be Rikishi.
Yeah.
His finishing move was the stink face,
yeah.
Where he would rub his large, dimpled,
bare ass
on somebody's face. And then later...
Naomi does the butt thing now, whatever.
There was a diva, I believe it was Kelly Kelly, who she started out basically being a stripper on ECW when they brought that back. And then she became a wrestler, and she did the stink face. But it's like... I feel those are two different things. Like, if a tall, supermodel-looking blonde is rubbing her ass in your face, that's something guys pay extra for at a strip club.
I feel like I'd have to act really hard to be upset about it.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, please stop the match.
Yeah. Now, there's granted, she was doing it to other women, but again, I think...
Yeah, I would prefer that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Well, I'm sure you can look that up on YouTube as well. Just typing Kelly Kelly stink face or whatever they called it, ass to mouth. Maybe they called it
Don't type an ass to mouth.
Yeah, Kelly Kelly ATM. See what comes up. Anyway, we're gonna throw it back to our band of the week, Massive Wagons, which I'm not up on my Cockney slang. Is wagons slang for balls? Like massive wagons? I thought
that was bollocks.
That too, but you know, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Maybe
they just really like wagons, like radio flyers.
Possibly
big ones.
That's what I thought.
Big radio flyers.
Get a lot done if you have a larger wagon.
Yeah. Yeah. Station wagon.
Carries more.
Paddy wagon.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm out of wagons. That's the only one.
Maybe they have like a giant dog that's always wagging his tail.
Maybe.
No.
But it's W-A-G-O-N. Yeah. Well, that doesn't work.
But then it should be massively wagon.
Yeah. It's an adverb.
Yeah. The grammar is just doesn't work out for that.
So I don't know. I don't know the genesis of their name. I just know that they rock. And this next song we are going to play is called Tokyo, and it is from their 2015 album, Welcome to the World. So here we go. It's Massive Wagons with Tokyo here on Drunken Lullabies.
We'll be right back.
Okay, and that was Tokyo from Massive Wagons. We got one more song from them a little bit later. But we got another beer to drink. And this one...
I'm going too fast.
It's from Oddside Ales, which is Grand Haven, Michigan. We went to Michigan. We did not go to Oddside. They make your favorite peanut butter jelly beer.
I love that beer.
Which I have not seen... in quite some time, so maybe they haven't made it in a while.
I got it in Bloomington, though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is the Diggity Dank Juice. It's an IPA with El Dorado, Amarillo, Simcoe, and Denali hops. And it'll have you singing Blackstreet in no time.
No diggity.
I like to bag it up.
He's been singing that all day.
I have, ever since.
It's a good song.
I'm not even kidding. You laughed.
7%. And yeah, it's available at Friar Tuck apparently. So there you go. If you wanna drink some, that's where you can get
it
locally.
Isn't that where we got it?
I believe so. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, it's just a danky diggity
check
beer.
The bottom of the can.
Yeah, I did not. I did not.
I did not.
Oh, there's nothing on the bottom of this one.
Oh,
so it's anybody's guess.
Oh, Oddsides, you're slipping.
Yeah. It still smells good. It still smells good.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
So, Rob, since we talked to you last at the marathon, what have you been up to? What's going on in Hyper Uppercut Land?
I would like to say that I've been doing a lot, but the truth is I have not been doing anything.
Have you been playing with your Dragon Balls again?
Yeah, I'm still playing with my Dragon Balls.
Yeah.
I do it quite regularly. Sad life to lead, but I do it nonetheless. We did start adding new segments onto the show. So it's becoming a little less video games.
Is there a drinking game?
Not quite. Mostly because Jason doesn't drink that much.
Yeah,
mostly me and Devin that drink.
He got into the gym scene.
Yeah,
he's pounds.
Lost quite a bit of weight. So
got those gains going and got swole.
Yeah, I've gained all of his weight. So it's all good.
Yeah, I think some of it may have transferred to me before I even knew him. But right. Yeah, that's. That's what happens. You're welcome, Jason.
To drink before we start. I mean, I used to drink during all of our episodes, but now I've cut down quite a bit.
I still drink during my episodes.
Yeah, as you should, I feel like.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Part of the whole thing. But yeah, we've added some more shenanigans segments to the show.
You know I'm a fan of shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans are always
we're doing,
great.
Like, I basically ripped off this or that.
Okay.
From BFB, so we called it one or the other.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
We started doing that, and then I definitely, absolutely stole something from Rooster Teeth called Million Dollars Butt. So
Million Dollar Butt.
Million Dollars Butt. So
oh, okay.
It'll be a scenario.
One T, not two T.
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be a scenario like you get $1 million, and
but instance, you got to do this.
The first one that we did on our last recording, which hasn't come out yet, is you get $1 million, but every time you sneeze, you completely void your bowels.
Oh, okay.
So would you take the money? Or would you not?
Hmm.
Is this those kinds
I'd probably
of
do it.
I believe we all said we would as well.
Yeah, there's a cleanup process that could be taken, and if you're aware of it, you said every time I sneeze.
Every time you sneeze.
Okay, I sneeze in threes.
Yep.
So it empties on the first one. The second and third, there's nothing coming out, or is it refilled immediately?
Yeah, yeah.
Even though there's nothing
so you're
in
overflowing
me.
On the second.
Okay. Well, that could be
but
trouble
even
then.
Still,
that could be trouble.
It is $1 million, though.
It is $1 million. Can you hold in your sneezes, like, if you feel
you
one coming
try.
On?
You could try.
But
I feel like if you stifle a sneeze, you know, it's just, like, a little bit comes out.
Yeah.
But
just a squidge.
But I get, like, sneeze attacks where it's, like, there ain't no stifling sneezes. So that's why I put that one on.
Okay. That's fun.
A lot of goofy scenarios like that. I'm
well, look for that on Hyper Uppercut.
Yeah.
You can find that show where you can find this show on the internet. Just type in Hyper Uppercut.
Where on the internet?
Find them on Facebook. You guys host your files not on Libsyn.
Like
you got
everybody
else. Yeah, right. Well, you're doing it for free, so.
No, it's not free at
oh,
all.
Oh, you still have to pay?
Yeah, it's $15 a month, so it's not too
bad. Dude, why don't you have Libsyn then?
Libsyn was 20. I don't know.
Oh, all right.
SoundCloud was easy.
I gotcha.
So you can find us on SoundCloud or Facebook or just Google it.
Yeah, whatever. Google it. Yeah. Freckles, what have you been up to since last time you were on? What's going on in the world of Frex?
The world of Frex?
I don't know.
Like
I just made that up. I didn't like it either, but
yeah.
Thanks for calling me on it.
It wasn't good.
Sounds like a Jim Henson show.
That's what I'm
I like Jim Henson.
I'm going to call you on that.
Freckle Rock.
I don't know. I mean, Cub Scout shit, work.
Yeah, Pinewood shit. Derby.
Yeah, Pinewood Derby. We had a couple boys in the finalists, won trophies, best in show.
I tried entering. I did not pull off a 10-year-old very well.
Well, they do open racing, too.
They would let a 36-year-old man race against 10-year-olds?
Yeah, they let. They have open racing.
How sad is that?
You're like, yes, I'm the best.
Well, if you think about it, most of the boys' dads they didn't make it. Cars.
So. Yeah, can we talk about... Yeah, this we've talked about on Broken Funny Bone. Blake went into a very long monologue about it, and I was on board because we were the only two... Like, by default, I'm a Cub Scout dad. I don't really get involved a whole lot because I'm just the stepdad. Jackson's dad does that kind of stuff. And I used to have to work on Thursdays, so I couldn't go to meetings and whatnot. But I've been able to go to some events a little more this year since I'm not working at the Fox. Thanks, White Oak. And there was a car that won a trophy for, like, what is it, best in show or something like that.
Yeah.
Do they have to run around in a circle like they do in the Westminster dog thing? Where, like, they hold the car up by the hind wheels and they trot around displaying it? That's what I pictured. We got there late, so I didn't see that part. But this car was a person. It was whittled into the figure of a Boy Scout doing the salute. And
with
painted
neckerchief
and everything. That was not done by a 10-year-old.
Right. Absolutely not.
No.
That was done with a guy with a Dremel.
Yeah.
Who's very good at whittling and sculpting.
So I would have liked to have seen the dad accept the trophy.
Fun. And it gives them a chance to work with the dads. With their dads, not the dads.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, they had...
It was
a good time.
It wasn't fun when Jackson was losing his first three races, and he looked pissed. because you lose, you bump down a track,
right.
And he got all the way to the end, and there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
But then, like, if you win, you get to go back, backwards. It's like the Paul Abdul song, you know, like, two steps forward, I take two steps back.
It's
Pinewood Derby. We're racing on a track, and you know.
Anyway,
so he won a few races.
Been up in the world of Frex.
And he got to go pretty much back to where he started. And then they closed off a couple of the end lanes. So then they all gradually ended up at the end.
We couldn't figure out how it worked.
And I'm like, so what? They all just race each other now? What's the point?
I don't know how they got to their
they'd already picked the winners at that point, I think.
They just, like, each boy that consistently was winning, or, like, by their time. I know they can time them on certain lanes.
Right. But...
I don't know.
Yeah, he wasn't having fun for a little while, but by the end, he was having fun. His friend kept losing, so they just ended up racing each other every time.
They were both losing together.
So, it worked.
That's all right.
Were you a Boy Scout?
I was in Cub Scouts. so, I've done the Pinewood Derby circuit. I lost immediately, though, so, my dad was like, yeah, I'm the fucking best. And then completely destroyed all hope that I had. It ruined my outlook on my dad, you know. I was like, you're a failure of a man, father.
Well, now you should do that open race. You can go back and have vindication.
That's true. I should.
Yeah.
Siblings and
they're like, who's your son? I'm like, who? What son?
Yeah,
I came
I'm
here to win.
Sure you have to have
I'm a Weeblo bitch.
But it's, I mean, you have to give them that kind of encouragement to be like, we don't necessarily need to win. The point is that we're putting an effort forth and you get to participate. I think it's done a little bit differently because from what I understand, I didn't get to go last year, but Jackson tells me he only got to race one time and then he was done.
Yeah.
But he
Which
raced,
that sucks.
He,
yeah,
that does suck. And that's why we did our own pack one, but he raced like 40 times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
that's,
I mean,
that's enjoyable.
Yeah, to the, to he raced enough that Brianna and I were both like, How long is this going to go on for? Like, he
didn't realize
he just keeps going. Yeah,
so
yeah. He's placed third at least 25 times now, and he's still out there.
But I'm glad they give them that because he was really upset when he was like, "I only got to race one time." So
right, I remember it being double elimination when I was.
Well, that's there, how we did the pack one.
That's, yeah,
and he got fourth in that. So we tried reminding him, like, "Dude, you were like one race away from getting a trophy." And he's like, oh, really? Like, he didn't even know that. And I'm like, yeah,
first
if you'd have beat Cooper,
Dustin,
you would have gotten third. But yeah, he was just like, there's only one winner. And I'm like, well, apparently there's a lot of losers in that gym then under that rule. But, yeah, that's true.
There can't be a one if there's not a two and a three.
He has a very Highlander approach to life and sports, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, there can only be one. Well, there can only be one band of the week per show, usually. And we've got one more song from our band of the week, Massive Wagons. And before we get to that, I got some beer picks from the band. I always like asking. And Adam, the guitar player, got back to me. And he said he is really into Fine Ales Scotland, particularly the Jarl and Avalanche beers. I was in York last summer and got a case of Brew York Viking DNA, and that didn't last long. Brew Dog, who actually is now available here in the States, they opened their U.S. headquarters in Columbus, Ohio last year. Still on my list to check it out. Brew Dog Kingpin is great. And, of course, the Punk IPA. There's a microbrewery in our town, imaginatively called Lancaster Brewery. I'm guessing they're from Lancaster. Or Lancaster. I'm not sure how they pronounce it.
I liked your first pronunciation.
That's the Pennsylvania Amish way to pronounce it. They do a great range. The blonde and the red are tasty. I'm into pretty much any real craft ale as long as it's not too dark. Fruity citrus beers do it for me. I know it's not a craft ale at all, but Golden Glory by Badger is the most drinkable beer ever, in my opinion. Can't think of many more at the moment. Sorry, man. To be honest, I'm more into my single malts these days. So that's a fine list, if I do say so myself. So for all of our listeners overseas across the pond, check out some of those beers and check out this next song from Massive Wagons. This is Ratio here on Drunken Lullabies.
Started
And that was Massive Wagons with Ratio here on Drunken Lullabies. And if you liked what you heard and you live in the UK, guess what? Massive Wagons is on tour right now. The tour started on Friday the 9th and is going through April 8th. So go to their Facebook page, type in Massive Wagons. You can find all the tour dates. Go check them out. Tell them Drunken Lullaby sent you. Maybe you can have a pint of some BrewDog beer and just enjoy some live music. I'm sure it's a kick-ass show if their music videos indicate anything. I would like to see them, but I don't think they're coming to Central Illinois anytime soon. But who knows? Maybe they'll come to Chicago or something. But you never know.
Never know.
What I do know, it is now time to give our shout-outs to the people who pay the bills here at Drunken Lullabies. It is time for the Sponsor Spotlight.
Hip hop, my voice is like a monster. And now a word from our sponsor.
All right, the Sponsor Spotlight brought to you by Distill Brewery in Normal, Illinois. This is the Tenebris Black IPA. It comes in at 6.1%. And it's a black IPA. It's an American-style black ale with the addition of rye in the grist for added spiciness and dryness. Assertive hop bitterness, citrus floral hop flavor and aroma, medium-high alcohol content, and medium body, one would expect with a rye IPA, but distinguished by its black color from debittered black malts and a unique mashing process that reduces the amount of burnt or roasted bitterness, astringency, I thought that was like a shampoo term, flavor and aroma from what would otherwise be expected in an American stout. So, I have a crowler of this.
Or as I refer to it, a big-ass can.
A big-ass can is what you said. And you get a little bit bigger of a pour here. This was canned at the brewery on February 7th. So it's been sitting sealed in my fridge. You want to hand me your glass here? I'll fill that up for you. We'll get a little pouring sound here. Ooh. Can you hear that? Sounds good. And, of course, Freckles gets that added to her collection over here.
Hey.
You're welcome.
I have empty cans now.
That's good.
I'm keeping up.
You're keeping up. You're the keeper of the graveyard.
Yeah. Why'd you say it that
You're
way?
The crypt keeper.
I don't
a lot
like
better
that.
Looking than the crypt keeper.
I don't want anything to good do with that if that's how you're
No, that show, did that creep you out?
Yes,
did you ever
did.
Watch Tales from
the Crypt? Yeah, I did.
The intro scared me.
My stepdad did, yeah. It's scary.
The show wasn't that scary,
no, it
though.
Wasn't.
He was the scariest thing about the show.
Yeah, I agree.
It was kind of hokey.
Yeah.
I had some of the seasons on DVD at one time, and also Tales from the Dark Side. That was another one, and then
Dark Sided.
I think that's gonna be the name of the show, Dark Sided.
No, why wouldn't you do the
gargoyles, gorgiles, and dark sided? Yeah, tainted.
Anyway, Tales from the Dark Side.
Yeah, and then Twilight Zone when they rebooted that. Did you ever get into like those kind of anthology shows?
I didn't get into the shows, but I was a real big fan of Creepshow 1 and 2.
Okay.
A lot when I was
Stephen King.
I watched
that's a good one.
So many times. Amazing.
That was
one of my favorite
sound.
Bands did a remake of the I can't remember which what the actual episode is called in that anthology, but it's the one where the dude gets his neck he buried up into his neck in sand.
Mm-hmm.
And well, him and his wife, a band called Black Dahlia Murder. Completely redid that as a music video for one of their songs. And
oh, really?
It's amazing.
Okay. This, you were very confused when I poured it. Like, I mean, it said it was a black IPA, so I'm not really sure why you were confused. Because, I mean, it's in the name.
It's true.
But I
did have a look of confusion on my face.
I love expecting. The smell on it. Yeah. The nose is very nice.
It's almost like a really, like a, it's almost like a flowery sweetness.
Yeah. Yeah, there's almost like
it doesn't
a
have that like flowery
like a lighter vanilla floral type of nose to it, but it's also got that kind of roastiness going on as well.
It's like a really light perfume almost.
Yeah.
Oh, light perfume.
And Are you a fan of black IPAs? You like IPAs?
Not typically.
Not typically?
No, you knew that.
Well,
I'm Were you just wanting me to say that? Oh, I am not typically a fan of black IPAs.
It's racist.
This does smell good, actually. Speaking of racism. Since we were...
Hot topic here.
We're going off on tangents. No, that's just this whole show. We went to a wrestling... one of my friend's son and daughter.
Oh, not professional wrestling. No. Don't get excited, Drunkamaniacs.
They're kids.
WrestleMania is coming soon. Yes.
So they wrestle. So we were going to see them. And I don't even know why. You probably were the one that started this. Jackson said something about something being black. And you said, that's racist. Why you said that around
It's just an off-the-cuff remark that a joke I make.
And so then I started joking along, just trying to make light of it. And I'm like, yeah, that's racist. And Drew was there. And it got to the point where the conversation was basically, Jackson was calling a turd black. And everyone was like, that's racist, Jackson. And we start to get to this point where, like, this place is packed, right? So all these people are standing outside the building. And Jackson yells out to me, don't call me racist. And I'm so embarrassed. Like, I think my face turned purple. I'm like, shut. Like, stop it.
You don't even put the sh at the end?
I didn't want to do sh into the microphone. Like, I felt like that would have been a bad sound.
Hot mic. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, this beer is not racist. It is delicious.
It is very.
I like black IPAs. It's not a beer that I want to drink all the time, but I enjoy one thrown into the mix to kind of break it up. Because you still get that hop profile, but it's not like the punch you in your face bitterness that you were talking about, right. That you're not like a big...
Yeah. I think I'm just really into dark beers, I think.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. This is like the bridge between an IPA and a stout, mm-hmm. or a porter, I guess. So I could see this being a little more in your wheelhouse than some of the other ones we drank. And... There we
Oddly
go.
Enough, I don't like my coffee like that.
There was a pause.
There was it was kind of stuck in my
body,
in my thorax.
One of those real painful like air pockets.
Well, we ate at Donnelly's earlier, the Irish pub in Peoria. I had the
It doesn't give you painful burps.
Roast beef au jus and drank a dank meme from Triptych. Like I said earlier, it's my go-to beer. So anytime I can drink one of those on draft, I will do that. What did you just had nachos?
I had
a massive amount of
pork nachos.
They were ridiculous.
I had way too many pulled pork.
Her nachos, I think, cost more than my entree did.
Yeah, they did. Well, it was meant to be shared between multiple
people.
She
didn't share.
I know. I ate it. I offered.
I had a machine battered chicken strip from KFC. That's what I had.
Machine battered.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not hand battered. So I'm assuming it's in factory. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
Well,
those are good though.
I mean, I like KFC.
You can't really go wrong at KFC.
Now, do you like KFC or do you like Popeyes better?
Popeyes is way better.
Okay, well, here's the thing. There's going to be a war on Glen down the road from my job. They are building a Popeyes literally next door to a KFC.
Ooh.
It's going to be a fried chicken throwdown.
One of those places is going to close, and I bet it's.
Well, the Popeyes is just getting ready to open, so I would feel bad if they. They go out of business immediately.
Yeah, those people that work at that KFC probably should be looking for a place to work. Jump ship now. Get your app in and Popeyes.
Wouldn't that be funny if like all of them have applied at Popeyes and they just walk out one day and they go next door? The Colonel won't know what... Reba McEntire won't know what to do.
I like KFC, but Popeyes has way better gravy. And mashed potatoes and gravy is like...
I'm a gravy guy too.
Popeyes has way better everything.
Yeah.
Like just... Their chicken is amazing.
Yeah.
I used to go to this rib place in the Quad Cities because they have great ribs. And the servers at this rib joint would like come to Peoria just to get Popeyes, which I thought was strange. Like, it's a chain restaurant. Is it really that great? But
I would go to St. Louis for White Castle.
I do that every once in a while.
Yeah.
Every time I ask for White Castle, you look at me like...
Because I'm a grown-up, and onions now irritate my stomach. And one time, I got a Crave case on my birthday, and I came home and immediately had diarrhea. It was as if I took that $1 billion, and then I sneezed like 40 times. And it was horrible. And I spent my birthday on the toilet, thanks to White Castle, and I vowed... Never again would I subject myself to that And I mean, I've had a slider here and there,
White Castle,
but I will make sure they don't have the onions.
Oh, is it that?
And I got to eat them super fresh.
I did get sick the last time I ate White Castle, but like, I don't really think that was White Castle.
I put a Crave case in my
pretend.
That's just what you're going to tell yourself.
I put a Crave case in my trunk one time on for the drive home because I didn't want to smell it in the car.
It's pungent.
And then when I got home and I opened the trunk and it smelled like hot garbage. Like,
yeah.
I was calling them garbage burgers. And I was eating them. Yeah. You know, I was eating the garbage burgers. But
speaking of which, I went to a dental convention the other day for work.
Okay.
And I got to the train station to go up to Chicago in Bloomington. Mm-hmm. And I walked in and I could tell that they had a Subway the entire
Oh, they have it. Yeah, right there in the Amtrak.
Smelled like Subway.
Yeah.
Like the moment that you walk in the door. And it's a pretty big train station. It's not like it's small.
I love the small Subway.
I don't hate it. It's sad.
But it's just you just does, know it.
Yeah, you know it's exactly what it is.
Well, our friend DeJanes, he's showing up later. He's probably going to smell like Jimmy John's.
I do prefer Jimmy John's.
I do too.
Yeah.
But I also work there, so I'm a little biased.
Oh, I was going to ask, is that how you know him?
No, we were friends before that, but actually, he didn't even work at Jimmy John's at the time.
You went to Chicago for a Jimmy John's thing?
No, I went to Chicago for a dental expo.
That's what I thought, but you said for work, and I was like...
No, I don't work at Jimmy John's now. I used to.
That's why I was very confused, because I'm like, I don't think they send employees to dental expos.
Dental convention?
Hey, it's freaky fresh.
Yeah, gotta have that freaky fresh breath. I got a lot of free toothpaste, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Well, I get a lot of free beer from Distill, and we drink it on the show, and it's very, very delicious. And this was a crowler, so it's a lot bigger than the other cans we were featuring, so it's going to take us longer to drink, and we're going to ride that out for the rest of the show. But it's time now. We're wrapping things up. We're going to go around the horn. It is time. I mentioned him earlier, the Ultimate Warrior. But now it's time. This is the God Warriors theme song.
No.
It's time for Picks of the Week! Freckles. Pick of the Week. So we started with the triptych, House in the Clouds. Then we went to the Stone, Exalted IPA, Hallelujah. And then we had the Odd Sides, Diggity Dank Juice. And then the Distill, Tenebrous, Black IPA. What are you thinking?
I liked the Diggity Dank Juice when we had it the other night. Honestly, isn't really all that impressive to me. Not anything different. I really like the House in the Clouds. I think it... The Exalted has a weird smell, I feel like.
Okay.
It tastes just fine to me.
Yeah.
That's really the only...
If it was straight Citra, you probably...
It smells good.
Yeah.
So, I think House in the Clouds.
House in the Clouds. Triptych for the win for Freckles. Rob, same question.
I really enjoyed them all.
Okay.
Which is, like I said, I don't typically drink IPA, so I mean, that's...
You do in this house, sir.
I really enjoyed the cloud or House in the Clouds.
Okay.
It was quite good. Had a nice aroma to it, very citrusy. And I don't know if it's maybe just because I'm still sipping on this one, but I'm really enjoying the Black IPA quite
okay.
That's going to take it.
So, Distill for you. I am going to say...
You have to be the tiebreaker.
I do. And I could say the Odd Sides Diggity Dank Juice and make this
but
a Mexican standoff, but I'm not going to.
No.
I'm going to go with the Distill Black IPA. I was talking about how much I dug the nose on it, and I do enjoy this one quite a bit. I've had it before, but I was very happy when our friend at Distill, Jeremy, brought me my delivery of Crowlers and told me what was in there, and this was one of them, and I was like, oh, okay, I get to drink that one soon. So, stuck it back, and I got one more in the back that was a little stronger than this, and I knew doing a three-person show, and we may be doing an episode after this, I'll save that high-gravity one for another show.
I think for what it is, it would be the winner for me, but
front-load the lineup with hazy IPAs, gonna make it a little tougher
for a
Black IPA to win, in your opinion. All right, well, that's gonna do it for this episode 119 of Drunken Lullabies. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Rob, where can people check out Hyper Uppercut?
You can catch everything on Facebook. That'd be the easiest way to find us.
Yeah.
It's just facebook.com/hyperuppercutpodcast.
Make sure you vote on those final drafts. Don't do the thumbs up. Do the emoji faces.
And you will have appeared on one by the time this comes out.
Yeah, I've been on I've been on a couple, so my third appearance is in the books at this point, and I'll probably be on for a fourth in the near future. Always a good time sitting down with the Hyper Uppercut guys and bullshitting about pop culture. So check them out, Freckles. Where can people find you?
Again, Cub Scouts. Work. PTO.
All right.
Here, I'm the queen.
It's the queen of, yes, yeah. Drunken Lullaby Studios. So, all right. Well, we're going to sign off. Thanks again to our band of the week, Massive Wagons. Make sure you check them out. Like I said, if you're in the UK, check them out on tour. It probably only cost you, you know, 10 quid. I don't something know the like currency that exchange rate, but it won't be that bad.
Four and governors.
Yeah, right. A chimney sweep.
Definitely so, check out the song Shit, Sweat, Death.
Yeah, Rob was a big fan of that one. I'm like, so sorry, I'm not playing that one. That was not one of them I picked. It but
of, yeah, it's got a title doesn't really work with iTunes.
Well, if you look,
it's for the one.
Yeah, they don't even say shit. It's SH1T. So, they're smart about that too. All right. Well, until next time, this is The Voice saying, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see you in a week.